Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Previously on the Pavement Top 50.
Song number 23 is the Spiral Stairs gem, Kennel District, Brian from New Jersey. I'm interested what you think about this song. What's your relationship with this song? Give me the goods.
This is ridiculously underrated. I'm going to say this one's top five.
And wow.
Well, I'll caveat that. Either this or Date with IKEA, which in my mind, they're kind of, they're like fraternal twin songs.
Yeah.
Gotta have a Spiral song in the top five.
Hey, this is Westy from the rock and roll band Pavement, and you're listening to The Countdown.
Hey, it's JD here, back for another episode of our Top 50 Countdown for seminal indie rock band Pavement. Week over week, we're going to count down the 50 essential Pavement tracks that you selected with your very own top 20 ballots. I then tabulated the results using an abacus and the stabby guy from Friday the 13th. How will your favorite songs fare in the rankings? You'll need to tune in to find out. So there's that. This week, I'm joined by Pavement superfan, Aiden. Aiden, how are you doing, motherfucker?
Hey, I'm doing okay. How are you, JD?
I'm excellent. It's a beautiful day. I'm preparing to go for a walk. It's gonna be a good one, I think.
Hell yeah.
How about you?
I'm doing all right. It's a less beautiful day here in Burlington, Vermont. It's raining cats and dogs out there. But I'm finishing up the day. Happy to be talking about Pavement.
Well, that's all right. Well, then let's talk about Pavement. Let's get right into it. Let's talk about Aiden from Vermont's Pavement origin story.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I had a good friend of mine named Enzo, who I went to high school with here in Burlington, and he was always super into Pavement, and I would see on his phone that he would be listening to the album, so I was familiar with the album covers, I was familiar with the band, but never listened to them.
Oh, wow.
yeah. I don't know. I he was like sort of a rate your music guy. So he was, you know, he was into discourse on indie rock and that kind of stuff. And I was pretty deep in like my 70s worship phase. I was into like CSN and Neil Young and stuff, which, you know, come to think of it, is not too far off from what I think Malcolmus was doing with some of that Pavement stuff, but
sure,
it wasn't the right time or place for me yet.
Right.
Then freshman year of college, I was hanging out with my now ex-girlfriend, and she played me some, I think she just like shuffled or put on like a Spotify radio thing, and I remember distinctly listening to their live take of The Killing Moon.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember, like, as someone who was, like, way into, like, The Dead and, like, the Allman Brothers, at that time, like, I remember hearing that and being like, oh, shit, this is Pavement. And they're kind of doing what I like about, like, The Grateful Dead or what I like about the Allman Brothers, like, you know, doing a song, and, like, as a cover, but also, like, very much putting their own spin on it, jamming it, stretching it out. Great guitar sounds and solos. And I was hooked.
Wow. So what did you do from there? Did you pick up a record or did you download, you know, the whole catalog? Like what did you do?
I remember checking out Crooked Rain to start off with.
Good starting point.
Yeah. I mean, I remember my ex-girlfriend knew a couple songs off Crooked Rain, so I remember listening to it with her and being like, oh, this is cool. And she wasn't so into like the noisier tracks, but I was like, okay, wait, this is interesting. And then eventually from there I went to Wowie Zowie, and I got way into Bright in the Corners. I think that was the real conversion album for me. Like,
I love that record.
Yeah, it's great. Especially like that deluxe version that
yeah.
they got with just all those tracks. I mean, I knew Harness Your Hopes because that's like the popular Pavement song of
right.
my generation,
yeah.
which is sort of funny.
Yeah.
And so I guess knowing that that song is huge, like, kind of gave me like permission to sort of, because that's a B-side. So I was sort of like, that kind of gave me like, oh, like they have dope deep cuts too. And so I just like, you know, devoured that deluxe album and did the same with the deluxe Crooked Rains and the deluxe Wowie Zowie. And then later on, I got into Terror Twilight.
Yeah.
But I really started with like Crooked Rain and Bright in the Corners.
So what's your go-to now?
I don't know. I mean, right now, I mean, I love Bright in the Corners. I think that I made like a playlist of, I made a playlist of like all of the songs from the record and then some of the ones included on the deluxe. And I listened to that playlist a lot. I love the track listing of the original album, but they just it baffles me how they left off so many just incredible songs. But like, so I listen to that a lot, and then I really like Terror Twilight. I have a CD of Terror Twilight in my car right now, so I've been hearing that whenever I drive. I think right now I'm most into Slanted and Enchanted.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Do you have a go-to track on it?
I love the guitar on Trigger Cut.
Yeah.
And the last song, Our Singer. I really like that track. Partly because I'll just be listening to it doing homework. And when that song comes on, I'm like, oh, I finished the album. Time to start it again. Sort of like a benchmark type thing.
Yeah. So have you got a chance to see them live?
Yeah, I saw them with my buddy Enzo, who I mentioned earlier. I saw them at the King's Theater October 2022.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. It was the show where they ripped out AT&T for like the first time. In
oh, wow.
15-something years.
Oh, that's so great.
They went for it.
Oh man,
it was a great show.
Yeah, I bet. I saw them on that tour as well in Toronto, where I am, and it was really fucking good, man. It was so.
Yeah,
good.
They're tight.
Yeah,
I wish they put out a live record from these recent runs, because
I wonder if they will. Like, I was talking to Spiral, and he mentioned something about like a subscription. Like where you get live records, but I don't know if I need another subscription.
No, I'd rather just buy an album.
Yeah, me too. Like,
or they could like put it on. Out. They could put it on Nugs or something. I don't know. That's my big grief with Malcolmus and Pavement. They like they're so killer. Like, I just want to hear live stuff from them, but.
Yeah,
released live stuff is pretty scant.
Few and far between.
Yeah.
There's lots of stuff on YouTube, though. I don't know if you've checked out YouTube. There's lots of live stuff there.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely, I have like a couple like bootlegs on my phone from like the internet archive and stuff. So, but it's just like, cool. Geez, just put it on Spotify, you know, just let me buy a pressing of it.
Yeah, I agree.
I would love to see.
I mean, they played so many dates on this tour. They could probably put together a pretty spectacular live record, I think.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll see. When they haven't got any other ways to collect money. I'll be like, all right, maybe it's hot.
Are you going to get the single box set?
I don't know. I saw that it dropped. It would be pretty cool to own all of those, especially like the early stuff. It'd be really cool to own physical copies of it.
I agree.
I don't know. I mean, I'm a college student, so.
Ah, right.
It's not like I'm,
got a
I'm
budget.
Not necessarily rolling in the dough. And I'm also a guitar player, so it's like, well, I could buy that or I could buy a pedal.
Yeah.
Or two or three. Yeah. What about you? You think you're going to pick it up?
Well, I was about to order it, and then I was like, same. Like, the shipping to Canada was a lot. So it would have ended up costing me about $325 Canadian, which is just a bit too rich for my blood. So yeah, I had to pass. For now.
It's cool, though. I mean, I'm glad that they're doing it. I think that it's weird because, and Pavement aren't the only band to do this, but it's weird because, you know, it seems like they very much started out just putting out EPs. And now, like, I would rather, and maybe this is just me being, like, a completist and being into, like, the lore of it and shit, but, like, I would rather be able to go on, like, a streaming service and listen to just, like, the EP from start to finish and have it end when it ends and stuff, rather than, like, figure out where the EP is in, like, a deluxe version, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of jank. I just think that's like stuff like Perfect Sound Forever and those like first couple EPs are all like, they all feel like sort of different statements, almost.
Absolutely.
Like mini albums. Yeah. And so it's cool that they're putting them out, but I wish that it was like more presented that way on streaming.
I wonder if there'll be digital copies of it. Like, I don't know. Because, I guess you can get Slave Tracks and Demolition Plot and Perfect Sound Forever on Westing. So maybe not, you know,
because that's where I listen to them.
Yeah.
And it works on Westing as a cohesive album, but
yeah,
you know, I think so. It's cool. Like I think part of the Pavement history, like these like individual EPs and the songs that they included on them. I don't know.
100%. 100%. So is there anything else you want to say about your experience with Pavement before we get to the track of the week?
I don't know. I mean, I also play in a band. I play in a band called Nito here in Burlington, and we're super, or at least I'm super influenced by Pavement. So I don't know. I love their sound, and I'm thankful for having discovered Pavement because I feel like their attitude, I don't know, their attitude as a young musician today, like their attitude of just being like, fuck it, just like, we're going to be ourselves and we're going to just like make the shit that we want to make and it's going to be what it is, I don't know. I think that's so inspiring, especially like in a world where like, it feels like in all ways, not just as a person in a band, but you know, being in a band on social media, it's like, how do we curate our image? How do we like freaking like do this and do that? But it's like, I think it's cool how Pavement are like kind of the antithesis of that. And I don't know, I have a lot of respect for them for doing that, doing it their way.
Like Frank Sinatra absolutely said. Absolutely. Well, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with song number 22. What do you say?
Sounds good.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, this is Bob Nastanovich from Pavement. Thanks for listening. And now on with a countdown.
2-for-1, and the 2-for-1 is right down my alley sight. I'm just a wasted behind. Don't you know it's an easy thing when it's lost? Does it show when the air's afraid and it's tossed out? Lined with silver thread, I've seen you wasted behind. She's so lackadaisical. Should have been a West Coast bride. Backseat on electric glide. And pilots flying drive-by fleets. Don't hold your breath too long. This tunnel is a Texas mile. Cavities and yellow eyes. Bleacher takes a second prize. Cherry picking vagrants. My dashboard's locked, I guess I feel.
Today we're talking all about song number 22 from perhaps the greatest EP of all time, Watery Domestic. It's the second track from this masterpiece to make the top 24. So here we go with Texas Never Whispers. Aiden from Vermont, what are your initial thoughts about this song?
Texas Never Whispers is a really cool song. Full disclosure, before you sent me that this would be the song that we were going to be talking about. It honestly wasn't one of the tracks off of Watery Domestic that really jumped out at me.
Oh.
But after you sent it and I knew that we were going to have to chat about it, I listened to it a little bit deeper and I definitely found like a new appreciation for it.
Really? Tell me about that.
Well, I think that Watery Domestic, we were just talking about EPs, and Watery Domestic is definitely in the same vein as those early EPs, where it just feels like a very cohesive, like, statement, time capsule, this is where the band was at this time. Sort of that flux period between Slanted and Enchanted, like, lo-fi, and then, like, Crooked Rain, like, we're getting into the big leagues, more pro band vibes. And I feel like, you know, for me at least, like front words and one sick verse, like, are like the pinnacles of that EP. Like, they sort of tower for me over Linden and Texas Never Whispers. But I mean, Texas Never Whispers is such a cool opening with that crazy like distorted synth or something.
Yeah.
And the lyrics are really cool. There's this one lyric that I really like every time I listen to it, where he says, "The way the river bends, the woman's bending over me." It's a lot of like imagery going on in this one.
Wow. And,
I feel like, I mean, it seems like a comment on like the everything's bigger in Texas type thing, you know. You're never going to catch, maybe it's Malcolm is saying that you might, you're never going to catch a person who's proud of their Texan roots whispering about it, which may or may not be true.
Oh, that's an interesting take. I like it.
I don't know. But it definitely makes me think of like the big gas stations, and, you know, the big trucks, and
yeah,
the American flag. And then that sort of in contrast to the flat desert, the lack of, or like, you know, at least relatively, like sort of a lack of natural resources and time in that way. I feel like also like something that's sort of interesting about this track is how it's sort of, from a songwriting perspective, like it seems almost a little bit more indicative of what Malcolmus was doing with the Chicks.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I don't know. Like, there's nothing like for me, like that I could like really point out necessarily, but it sort of reminds me of like, I was just listening to Sparkle Hard. Kind of like the melody and like cadence of it sort of reminds me of like Shiggy off of that. It just seems like it's a little bit more chordy, and it's a little bit like the arrangement is like a little bit more complex. Sort of feels like, and like it's like less like overtly, the melody is less like overtly pop, and a little bit like he's trying to like fit all the words in.
Yes.
Which feels a little bit more to me like in line with what he was doing on that first solo debut album, the self-titled one, and maybe like off of like Pig Lib too.
Wow, I don't know. I hadn't considered that.
I don't know. I mean, but yeah, take a listen to it again sometime and think about that. And I feel like it sort of makes sense in my mind. Like he's like, it sort of feels like that, like, you know, almost more self-consciously quirky and a little bit like weirder songwriting that he like approached when he got a little older. It doesn't feel in line to me with something like Cut Your Hair or even Front Words.
No.
Like very,
those are like, very poppy.
Yeah, yeah. Those super catchy Pavement songs.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel as much like a cut and dry Pavement song to me. It feels a little bit more like Malcolmus is just like talking his shit, which is cool. It's a great track.
It is a great track. Is it properly rated though? That's my question.
So
to
it's 22 out of 50.
That's right.
I
know it's hard without knowing everything else.
Where, if I might ask, what watery domestic tracks have appeared thus far?
I didn't catch that. I'm sorry.
Do you know what, off the top of your head, where the other watery domestic tracks that have appeared have been?
Well, song number 25 was Shoot the Singer, One Sick Verse. And then I can't go any deeper than that,
because
here we are at episode 22. So I'm not sure, you know, what to tell you about that other than
I see. No spoilers.
No spoilers, baby.
Definitely, I would put Shoot the Singer over Texas Never Whispers.
Interesting. Yeah.
To be honest, that song just pops into my head all the time. And I just think that song is so classic. But
me too.
I would put Texas Never Whispers over Linden, which I imagine is either not in the list or is coming up somewhere. Who knows?
Right.
I guess it's properly rated. There's not a whole lot of Pavement material. So.
No.
It's not my favorite Pavement song. I would probably put it a little bit lower, maybe in the 30 or 40 range.
Okay.
But I mean, the Watery Domestic album is classic.
Yeah.
It's a benchmark EP for, it's a benchmark EP for Pavement. And also when I was re-listening to this track, I was just like so stunned and honestly pleasantly surprised by Gary Young's drumming at the end there.
Damn. Right.
He's really like doing some cool shit.
Yes.
I play guitar in one band, and then in another one of the bands that I play in, I play drums. And
oh wow.
He's doing all these like quick little hits at the end, and it's like it gives me like almost like a Jicks feel where it's like a little bit like proggy almost. Like almost like 70s prog camp, like he's going for these big fills. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
So shout out to Gary Young.
Out of this world.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. Well, Aiden, is there anything that you want to plug at all before we wrap things up? You mentioned you're in a couple bands. Is there anywhere people can find music that you create?
Yeah. My band Nito, we just put out a couple singles on Spotify called it's under the name Nito, NEATO, and that song is called New Band Scene. Definitely a Pavement influenced, a bit of a Flaming Lips ripoff, but hey, and then I play drums in a band called Brunch. We're sort of like a post punk type thing.
Okay.
Check that out if you like dig the Viagra Boys or, you know, like the Stooges, shit like that.
Okay.
And I put out music under my own name too, Aiden Flanagan, which you can find. So yeah,
that's
what's going on with me. It's all on Spotify, all streaming services. I don't know.
Cool.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, JD. It's been groovy. Yeah.
That's pretty much what we've got for you this week. Song 22. Next week we'll hit song 21. And wash your goddamn hands.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for listening to Meeting Malcolmus, a Pavement podcast, where we count down the top 50 Pavement tracks as selected by you. If you've got questions or concerns, please shoot me an email, jd@meetingmalcolmus.com.
Duvra podcasts and such.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.